Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ed Keller, who's the CEO at Hattinger, a very successful retailer in Naples, Florida. Ed, how you doing?
Morning, Kemp. Doing great.
Thanks for being with me this morning. It's been a little while since we've caught up, and it's good to have you back with the NFA. We'll get to some of that in a minute. I think you've been at Hattinger now for about 5 months, right?
Right, Kemp. Came down here right about 5 months ago, relocated from the Tampa area.
And Hattinger is in a very affluent area. I guess most of your customers in the Naples area are probably second homeowners. Is that right?
That would be correct. However, in the last few years, we've definitely seen an increase in permanent residents.
So I guess the snowbirds are coming down there and deciding to settle as they get a little bit older.
Well, they do. They get out of that cold, and thanks to last winter, we even have more than we've had in the past.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about your business and some of the things that we just haven't caught up with in a long time. I mentioned earlier you're now back with the NFA, that very elite group of retailers that must be doing over $10 million dollars a year in flooring sales to be a member. You were part of that organization with your role at Bob's. So talk a little bit about your retail business real quickly. You do service, as we mentioned, better in goods. So it's a little different than most retailers. And like most NFA guys, you guys are firm believers in advertising, right?
Yes, Kemp. We do a lot of printed inserts. We're constantly in the Naples paper, which is a very well-read paper down here, and also we do quite a bit of television advertising as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's just a couple weeks before Christmas, and so for a lot of people, they're thinking they're not going to have much business, but I bet your business is going to be picking up because these people that have these second homes are going to be coming down there and probably deciding to make some changes, wouldn't you think?
Oh, they're definitely here. And the other thing is we have a very well-developed area rug department. Judy and Susan Hattinger are a major part of that. They've made the Hattinger really a destination for area rugs here.
Which is, you know, when I talk to dealers, retailers around the country, rugs is something that they've kind of let the furniture people take, and a lot of them moved out of the business. But interestingly enough, a lot of the NFA guys, like Sam Roberts in Houston and Nebraska Furniture Mart, I mean, you guys do a pretty nice business in rugs.
We sure do. And, you know, customers spend a fortune to put new flooring down. And Fortunately, we have the area rugs to be able to cover that new flooring up.
Well, since you've been there 5 months, have there been any major changes or new strategic moves that you've made that have helped business pick up?
You know, I was very fortunate and blessed to have a great professional staff here, and it's been a great experience in working with the management and ownership. You know, things are great here. They're really good.
You know, I missed you also last week. Not only did I miss you in Hawaii, which is the last NFA meeting, but last week was the Solutions meeting. Talk a little, just a couple of the highlights of that meeting.
Well, Solutions was very interesting this year, and probably the biggest introduction coming from Mohawk and the Karastan side was an addition to their new Smart Strand, which they call it Forever Clean.
Right.
And they gave quite a few demonstrations, and they're going to be a part of this, I guess, toughest
mutter.
It was a pretty amazing technology that, you know, they're putting on their new product, and we've done well with Smart Strand in the past, but I think we'll even do better now.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, since you are over there in what I'd call a luxe area, I'm thinking you're probably selling a lot of wool. You're probably a big customer of the Dixie Group. Isn't that true? You sell better in goods, aren't you?
Right. We sell a lot of wool. We've got products here from Stanton and Kane and also Maslin Fabric at Dixie Home. We are a Stainmaster Flooring Center, so we're a major proponent of Stainmaster. And on the hardwood side, our business continues to grow. These customers want larger planks. They're looking at the wire brush looks, and it's been really good.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Stainmaster for a minute. I believe they've invited you to be back on the Stainmaster Advisory Board, haven't they?
They sure have, and I'm glad to be back on. And Stainmaster's made a comeback here with their Pet Protect products and done a lot of national advertising, and we're continuing to promote it here as well.
So do you tie in that I'm Sorry campaign? Do you have a display there in your showroom that ties that in?
We do.
Yeah,
and we did their little Adopt a Pet down here, which was very successful. So we are back into Stainmaster and really promoting the Pet Protect.
So you mentioned hardwood sales a minute ago. Are you continuing to see a shift with a percentage of hardwood going up and carpet going down? Is that a trend that's continuing to happen in your area?
It is, and hardwood continues to grow, and our hardwood business is good. But also in the Southwest Florida area here, ceramic, porcelain, stone, tile is huge, mm-hmm. absolutely huge.
What are some of the trends you're seeing there? Is it kind of the minimalistic look or the distressed look? What's selling in tile right now?
You know, it's bigger tiles. It's 20-inch tiles. It's
right.
24-inch tiles. It's rectangular tiles, and it's planks. And mm-hmm. planks that started out at 24 inches are now 36 and 48, and they're wider, and they really look like hardwood.
Can you give us a feel for how your business is growing year over year, say on a percentage basis?
Business is very good, and we're at a double-digit increase over last year, and last year was a good year as well.
Mm-hmm. Are you having any trouble finding good labor for installation?
You know, that's probably our biggest issue, Kemp. And we're very particular on who we hire here, and so we're selling those better goods, and we need that professional mechanic to install those goods. That's been a little bit of an issue, and we're trying to recruit outside the area as well.
Now, do you have tile people and wood people and carpet people, or are your people jacks of all trades?
No, we have specific mechanics who will do either the tile or the hardwood. Usually the hardwood and laminate people are together. So everything we do here is with subs,
yeah.
And a lot of them have been here for years.
Yeah. How many years have you been in the flooring business?
Right at about 35.
35 years. All right. So Christmas sales, even for area rugs, that's not really something that people do?
Well, specific Christmas sale, no.
Yeah.
We're continuing to promote. We'll promote probably up until next week, and then we'll kind of take a pause there and then kick it back up the 1st of January.
Yeah. Okay, great. It's good to talk to you, Ed, and I'm, again, glad to see you doing well in Naples at Hattinger's. Been talking to Ed Keller, who's CEO with Hattinger's in Naples, Florida, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.